Welcome to the Intuition Hour with Kat Nicholson, where our wonderful host Kat encourages each and every one of you to build your own intuition, navigate your own connection with spirit, and tap into the deep beauty within yourself. Enjoy the Intuition Hour with Kat Nicholson.
Hello, everyone, and happy Monday. Welcome to the Intuition Hour. I am your host, Kat Nicholson. I am so thrilled to be with you all here on this December 1st, 2025. My mind's already jumping into 26, so I hope we can have some anticipation. I have great anticipation for the new year, and I'm sure you all do already as well. I think you should all pat yourselves on the back for making it through this 2025 year. It's been quite amazing, and we get to take this last month of the year and allow everything to really bring it together, culminate, really think about everything that happened. I don't know how it happened, Laura. It has been crazy, right? I think the more we got into the year, I think every month it just went faster and faster. And here we are in the holiday season. I had to wake up this morning thinking, wait a minute, did Thanksgiving really just pass? You know, it's one of those. And so I'm sure you're all feeling the same way. I am super grateful that you are here with me today. I thought we could sweeten up the month to start out. And Pamela said something funny because I'm very into the whole rabbit thing, because when I was younger, my father frightened me and said that if you don't say rabbits, rabbits, rabbits the first day of the month, then you're going to have like some crazy weird luck, or you're going to get pregnant or whatever, like silly stuff, you know? So I always do that. So when I saw you say rabbit, rabbit, cat, I love that, Pamela. Thank you. I hope everyone here had a wonderful holiday. I know it certainly brings up a lot of mixed emotions, a lot of, you know, thoughts. It's so nice that Saturn and Mercury are now direct. I know we're coming up to that full moon this week. I'm sure you're all coming on over from Mark Husson's show earlier, and I'm sure he had a lot to say about that. I always get excited this time of year. There's lots to celebrate. It is going to be, I feel, a wonderful full moon. But then we have other things going on in December that's going to bring us a lot more clarity. And I know Mark also earlier spoke about the truth, and Sagittarius always reminds us to tell the truth. No, and sometimes we have to remind ourselves to not be so blunt in that truth outwardly, but we can certainly be firm with ourselves and direct with ourselves and really get to the bottom line of how we're feeling. I also believe that the energy is great psychically. It's a great time of year for psychic readings, because not only are we finishing a year and trying to figure out what it... Good morning, Mark Husson. What, no matter, you know, even though we're trying to sort through and we want to tie things up for ourselves for the year as we complete this last month of 2020, and we want to really, I always say, we want to kind of put things where they belong. And even visually, we can do these things for ourselves. And in the hustle bustle moments of the holiday season, we forget that we can do these things for ourselves through imagery and our psychic energy and our intuition and everything that we carry through our spiritual gifts. We can kind of put things where they belong in proper. And I love to visualize this, because sometimes even if something or someone, a certain situation is kind of getting on my nerves, you know, I'll like, I need to stay clear at all times. And I'm sure many of you, we all do. We love to feel clear. We love to feel focused. We love to really tackle. And as humans, we multitask. And I say that, I don't say that lightly, but many of us like to multitask more than others. But at the same time, it's always good to keep that one nagging thing, or maybe a few nagging things, in proper perspective, and visualizing how we can correct something and imagine it going through, like, into this little box and putting a perfect bow on it, putting it back on your imaginary shelf, and really coordinating and organizing everything that's going on in your world by using this visualization to put things in proper perspective or proper places in your life. And so I like some of that. And I love to tie up loose ends this time of year because we want to get ready going into the new year fresh. So that means it's like a little bit of a post-retrograde response that I'm talking about, because I definitely think it's good to not only organize yourselves, your thoughts, your feelings, and all of these things that just happened, I'm sure, through the holiday, but also and through the year. You know, you want to kind of keep everything nice and tight, and then you can go into the new year with a fresh perspective and feeling a little better. That doesn't mean you place things in, and you don't want to sweep them under the carpet. You want to kind of get it out and clean it up, you know? So I think there's a lot of that going on. I also think that we have to understand that I feel for the new year, we're going to see a lot more partnership, alliance, collaboration, connecting, this kind of thing. Now, I think over time we ebb and flow through these cycles as humans, and that's okay. But of course, I'm saying this at the right before the Gemini full moon. But the bottom line is, we do have, I feel, as far as intuitively for myself and in the big picture of the year, we're going to see a lot more togetherness. I feel more so than we have. And I don't know, there has to be an astrological reason. Terry Campbell's in the chat room, Mark Husson's in the chat room, and I know many of you dabble in astrology much, much more than myself. But I could intuitively share that I feel there's going to be a lot more. I think alliance will be a good word, or forming strong alliances to collaborate on things and really bonding together after so many years of dividing and division. And of course, in the bigger world, we know there's a lot of that going on. So I think through our communities, it's nice if we can really learn how to coexist, co-create, co-imagine, and whatever else it is that we want to, you know, share in the new year. And so I think some of you have been, and I read something else this morning. Sagittarius is interesting because it really does cut to the finish, so to speak. And I always think about it, and sometimes it may hit a little too fast. Like if you think about the bow and arrow and what it represents, you're in this pullback mode. You don't really want to miss the target and you don't want to miss the mark. So you have to be a little more careful, or remind yourselves to be a little more patient. And we have strong, strong opinions. And I feel that a lot of this comes out this time of year because we're kind of faced sometimes with our families and a little opposition or different belief systems or everything like that. I feel like we have to understand that we get to speak our mind and speak our truth, like Mark had said earlier, but we also have to, and to ourselves first, right, as he said, but also we have to be a little cautious with that sharp tongue, you know? And so with that being said, I want to come on in. I'm really about reading for you today. I definitely want to co-create some better things for you in the upcoming year. And I have vision for what it's going to look like already against what it really didn't and couldn't look like this year. So I feel we're going to see that light. And, you know, also during this time of year, you know, some of you, as independent as that Sagittarius energy is, it also likes to feel like, and I'm not saying this from I don't want to sound like it's an ego perspective, but in a way, fire has ego. Sometimes maybe more than other signs, and I'm not picking on you by any means, but I think that you have to now and then be more of a center of attention, or perhaps be understood or heard or listened to or paid attention to, all of these things. And I feel that we're going to see a little bit of that and people stepping up for themselves. And I love that. And so before I continue, I just want to say, I have a very dear friend named Renee who is celebrating a birthday today. Also, Leslie, happy birthday to you. I have some really amazing Sag women in my life, and I want to honor you for the rest of the month until your time and through your time. And I love that these are people who are extremely humble, extremely opposite of everything I just said, pretty much. No, they just don't seek attention at all. So it certainly wasn't about them, but they're definitely wonderful and amazing humans. And I know they're out there listening. And I just want to say happy birthday to both of you. And I think we can move forward through the room and say good morning to everyone. Tara has some baby news coming very, very soon. So she's got her fingers crossed. And let's see how that goes. If anyone wants to really come on in and share a little time. Now, today's her day, tonight. I had said the first or the second. So tomorrow, let's see what happens there. If anyone else has anything to say about the baby, go ahead and put your 2 cents here. I also want you to tell me how your Thanksgiving was and how everything. How do you feel coming out of it? And share your thoughts in the room and go ahead and ask me some questions because I'm ready to take them. I see somebody going for a job interview today, and I love that. We're going to take a look at it in 1 second. I love that you're going. I think it's a very good time. I think this month is going to surprise some of you looking for new employment and work and. You know, usually they say, during the holidays, but we have a couple weeks before anybody really thinks about that. So I think it's going to be a busier than usual December for sure, professionally, for many of you. And I love that vibe as well. Terry, I want to say good morning to you. Jim, good morning. Renee and Lynn and Lara. Quelly's in the room and Pamela. Laura, hi, and I wanted, Michelle, we're coming to talk to you first, but hello, Shell, you too. Thanksgiving was nice, Lara said, but a little chaotic. I think with the Sag vibe, sometimes we mistake, sometimes we could feel lonely without understanding where it's coming from, because maybe we're not that lonely person. But I think if you think about that word and the broadness of it, loneliness can come from just simple, what's my next step? Or where's the next direction? What do I focus on? Because I feel even when we have these plans or these visions or these dreams or whatever it may be that we're going after, even that can feel like you're keeping company with someone, or you have your own company with a plan or a vision or a dream and whatever that may be, that with direction keeps you less lonely, even in that circumstance. Like, I think when we lack direction, that's where loneliness can sometimes come from. And so we always want to make sure that we have a little bit of a plan. And at the same time, we want to surrender some of these plans and allow the universe to come in and help you no matter what it is, or maybe receive guidance from one of your amazing advisors over at One to Listen. But also anything that, or anyone that you feel called to do that's going to bring you better direction or more focus. I think it really does. When we have that mental focus, our loneliness seems to diminish no matter where or what we're doing or who we're with. And I love that too. So I do hope that helps. Michelle is going for an interview. So let's talk to her first. And you guys are so sweet, wishing her well. Let's see how it goes, okay? Now, all right, Michelle, I'm going to look at you first. Sometimes when it's under our nose or it's a little bit tight on time, it's a little bit more challenging in some ways to see, yet at the same time, I do feel I want you to try to release some of those nerves and see. I mean, I could tell that you're nervous about it, and I want to try to help you calm some of those nerves. The thing is this. I know that you want to go back to, like, obviously you want to go to work. I don't mean back to work. I mean, you want a huge shift in your professional life, and you certainly deserve that. And I see it. I just feel, let me just look one more second before I say something. I do see things turning in your favor, but I feel like it's going to take, okay, you're going to receive an offer, but I see another position. So I'm going to say this. The second one is a better position. I don't know why I'm saying it that way, but I love that it's only going to get better. So if you're not happy with this first one, I believe there is a second one that's even better. So at the outcome of your, like I said, it's hard in the day to dictate because it's within a couple hours. But the thing is this, when I see the outcome energy of the Knight of Cups, that is you getting a job offer. So I could feel a little bit of fear. There's something about it that doesn't feel that right to me, but I want you to go in there and embrace it because there's also something else that's going to feel really right. And I feel between the 5th and the 9th of December, you're really going to go into, that's my timing for some reason, not necessarily today, but the 5th to the 9th, I see a position. And I also see something before the holiday and around the 19th. So you may be doing, you do understand that? Yeah, there's something about it that's not right, right? But there's a better one that's also showing up. So if it's, I think you get what I'm saying. Certain things are more aligned for you now coming into the future that may have not been before, and you have to make sure that it serves you on a higher valued purpose. I feel that too. Yeah. Okay, good. I'm glad we said that at the same time. I definitely feel that. So you're going to be okay. And really happy at the end of the day. And I see a wish coming true in a form in which has not yet shown itself. So I'm not sure. I'm going to say, I don't want to take away your positivity, your focus for today. But there's something in you that knows that something can be better. So let's see how it plays out. And remember what dates I'm giving you. I feel good about the numbers. And let's see how it plays out. You know, you come back and share, okay? I'm excited. All right, this is your month for sure. It's going to happen. Just not 100%. Like if it's not, you do know. Okay. Thank you. Okay, sweetie. You take care now. Thanks for coming. Let us know. We'll figure it out from there. All right. Thank you. All right. Now let me see who's next. Happy. I know. I don't know how it happened either, Laura. Shell has a question about job change. All right, let's try to get a timing on that there. All right, here we go. Shell, this is for you now. I went from Michelle to Shell. Oh, I'm already feeling a little bit later in the later winter, early spring, but it's saying the faster you let, yeah, they're definitely giving you options. They're showing me Sun in Pisces though. So even in the cards, but let's try another way. For some reason, I do feel late Feb, and I do believe that wholeheartedly. I also see a lot of healing with where you are. So honestly, while you're going through a lot of change within yourself, I think it's better to wait until that time. But you could get an unexpected opportunity, and I'm actually seeing two as well. I'm going to see a lot of twos. I guess that Gemini moon is doing its trick. It's doing its magic already a few days away here. But I also think that there's something that even if you took something now, because I feel like it could be, it's almost like they're saying, let it go. Let go, let God, like this. And then there's two choices here or two job positions. Even if you took one earlier than what I'm telling you, you would still make another change. And sometimes it's okay to consider if you hung in there and waited. Oh, the gal retires in February. Okay, good. That's perfect timing. That's really honest to God. That's good. I'm okay. I love that. And I feel very, very good about that. I do too. And that's a really good thing because February is coming in. So that's the timing. I think it's good. Wait, if you take something before, I saw the second one coming at that time. So hang out, just wait it out. I feel like it's going to happen. Good. I love that. All right. You let me know. February is a good time. And that makes a lot of sense because you wouldn't be going till February. So I love that, Michelle. Good timing. All right, there you go. Sun in Pisces is what, late third week of February there. I like it. And that would make sense if she was leaving and you were on your way, you know. Okay, Miss Melissa, let's talk to you. Let me just come back, Melissa. I'll get there. I want to take care of Irandi first. And then we'll move to you next, okay? I'm so happy you're here. Kat, if there's time, I'd love some insight into a friend that's... unfortunately, setups haven't been successful. This is what I'd love to say. We have to remind ourselves when things haven't worked out in a certain way, like in the past, looking backwards... sometimes it means, and if we have this positive approach to our existing and our living and our embracing life every day, the past is not the future. And our statistics, even from a practical standpoint, our statistics are good because it's almost like you're a salesperson and you're getting 100 no's. That yes is right around the corner, you know. At some point, the energy has to shift. So let's think of it that way. I think I have a little sparkle in my eye. Let me just take a look. I'm also... I know this sounds weird, but is this club, like, is there a gym, is it in any kind of plaza or are there other buildings around? Because I almost feel the person that I think you're going to meet is close by in a building, but maybe on your own even. That's what I feel. I could visualize you meeting somebody, maybe out going into the car or going down the lane or somebody working close by there and he's in and out or something like this. Trying to set me up or introduce to someone at the gym. All right, let me just take a look at this now. It's in a plaza with other stores. Yeah, I kind of feel like somebody's coming around. I do. I feel like it. And do you have any idea where this person works? Because I feel like you're going to trip over someone in this plaza. That was my vision anyway. Let's take a peek, okay? And also, I see a white stone building. Not in the plaza itself, but a building very close by to the gym. And it seems like white stone of some sort. Not brick, stone. So I don't know where that's coming from, but it's showing me this building. So let me just take a look, okay? Let me look at the setup. Do we have a first name on him? I'm also getting... Hold on a minute. I feel like it almost more of a... not necessarily like full-on American name, but she said his name, but not coming to mind. I'm bad with names. Okay, here we go. Let's take a look. Doesn't feel like Mike or Matt or Joe or Bob. It's more like... It seems more... Let's put it this way. I feel like he has a cultural flair about him and he has a great smile. I could see this. And I don't know. I think you're going to like him. So let's take a look. Okay. Hi, Randy, can you give me, I know this is personal, but yeah, I definitely feel like someone is coming who's very, very successful. And I also feel a fire sign who works very hard and you're not settling either. And so I'm getting two different energies, and I do feel I want to stay true to what I just said about my vision. And you could just be in this area or this location with him in the plaza or whatever, you know, but I'm leaving room for a second energy. I feel like the gym looks, believe it or not, the health club, the gym energy is in the environment in your reading. And so I'll go with that, but... either one, but I am getting fire sign. So I see relationship coming for you. I definitely do. And I feel very, very good about this meeting. But I also feel good. Remember the vision, the white stone, da 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 da. And let's see how it plays out. And you come back and share. Now, I do feel lucky for you when the sun is in Sag. And this full moon is going to bring some energy. Now, let me look at you one more time, and then we'll go, hi, good morning, Michelle. And good morning, everyone. And let me just take a look one more time, Randy, but I feel really good about it. They're showing me like long-term relationship ahead, so I know this is going to happen. I'm going to try to give you one more if we can get a little sign other than that. I know he looks successful and he's probably leaning towards workaholic in some way. I feel that. Yep, I see commitment even when I look in this direction. There's more information coming, okay? Stay tuned. I feel like he's definitely somebody who wants to run the show. Like, he wants to be, he doesn't look negative. He's honest. He's truthful. You come back and share and let me know what sign he is when you find out. I'm feeling strong fire, though. Somebody's definitely coming with a fiery personality. Okay? You come back and share. I'm wondering if that's where he works, in a place like that, or there's something about stone. All right, let me see who's next now. And thank you for coming. Feel your nerves a little bit, but I feel excited for you. And even when I look in your seventh house, it looks like there's a commitment coming and a move. So, into a partnership. So you're definitely... you don't have to worry too much. Melissa, let's take a look at you. She said she's so tired. There's a lot of sleepy energy, I feel, in the air. And I know you've been on the go, and, you know, I think there is a moment. I think in recent weeks or months, I've heard this a lot, because the energy is a bit scattered, and we're coming out of not only the Mercury retrograde, Saturn retrograde, we have Neptune going direct on December 10th. I'm having a feeling that's going to help you tremendously feel more activated, or, you know, there are those moments. How many of you have days that are all action oriented? How many of you have days that are just emotional, or mental or physical, whatever it may be? You know, I think it ebbs and flows, and it is an exhausting time of year to begin with. So I'm feeling a little bit of your collective, your external environment is actually bringing you some tiredness. And I wish, and I, because I see this light, you have an amber light within you right now. There's a lot of warmth. There's a lot of comfort going within. It feels, it's amber. So it's a little on the dim side, but you have an inner peace that's building no matter what is going on around you, which is really, really nice. And I feel strongly that this is how it's supposed to be. Now, the external environment is where you're getting tired. This is where the drain is, I feel, because instead of maybe turning that light on from amber to bright white or whatever it may be, I think everybody's like causing you to go stay in that amber light, nice and cozy, comfy, without all that external noise. Because it feels like, and I literally have a vision of people kind of tugging at Melissa. So my question is, how do we get that light from amber, even though right now it's purposeful for you to stay there in that warm, cozy place? How do we get that light to turn on bright? And so I think you have to do it, believe it, like from like within yourself. I feel like it's more coming from within rather than external, because these people are basically going to tug at your energy, and you're giving a lot of energy. So I think because of that, we shut the noise. If you could get away for 1 hour and do something like nails, massage, scalp, like whatever, this kind of beauty treatment kind of thing, I think it would kind of nourish and feed you the way you need to be right now. And I think that's the smartest thing to do. Take a little time out for that. Now, I believe that you're going to focus. You'll get some sense of direction again, and you're going to get super, super motivated. Now, it's not really fair because we have Christmas to get around, but right before the holiday, more or less 6 days before, I see you so happy and content and bright. That bright light is going to go on. I also feel like it'll hold over until after the new year, because, you know, you got to kind of deal with the holidays, which is more a little bit of a drain, but you'll keep that light going. So I feel 3 weeks, you're going to start feeling better. And I also believe that you're going to start feeling motivated again. Probably not until after the new year, which is also okay. Because I do feel you need some energy for this holiday. At the same time, after the new year, you're going to get motivated and feel like you have purpose. And you don't have to find the direction yourself. It's actually going to find you. I also think you're going to get into some kind of new interest around your work. And I want to say color, but I feel something more than color, that word. I feel specialty type of color or becoming more of an expert in this field, like something about design, style, all this. But yeah, okay. So she said she's constantly going for other people, even though she loves them. She's tired. She needs me time. That's it. Feeling like a machine. Yes. I know. I think everybody thinks we're robots from time to time. Anyway, your color, you do color, hair color, but you're going to specialize in something cool. And it's new. It could be a product line that somebody asks you to promote, or it could be like something you figure out. And I know it's going to be like everybody's going to seek you out for your expertise. And I don't even know if I don't think I mean client. Well, yes, of course, clients. That goes without saying. You all have plenty. But I feel teaching or, oh, color analysis, it's new and I haven't launched it. Oh, there you go. But you know what's going to happen? You're going to wind up doing this. Okay, good. This is what's going to happen. You don't have to push. You just got out of a Mercury retrograde. And honestly, people are going to seek you out, not just clients, but different levels of like other stylists are going to come to you. Melissa, what do I do about this? What do I do? So she is launching this. Okay, good. I love it because I see it. And also, I feel good when this happens, you'll find more purpose and passion for it. And I know this sounds crazy, but you're going to get into some food something. Food for the hair, nourishment, nurturing the hair, like really feeding the hair. And through this color analysis program, whatever you're doing, that you'll get there. I'm not really in a huff about the launch, because if you get it entangled with everything else coming up in December, that might not be a good thing. You know, you launch it when you feel it, the vibe. But there's also this weird food thing, and I know you're going to think I'm crazy, but or maybe I'm getting food color, like eggplant or lemon, or like I'm getting all these weird, crazy foods. So you may go on a nutrition kick also to help your people nourish or nurture their hair as well. And this sounds crazy, but I do believe this as well. As you know, you come back and tell me when you're done. But good luck. Your color analysis is going to take you to places outside of just one-on-one client stuff where you're feeling like I got to do this all day. It's going to be people, salons. You may be teaching in other salons eventually. I feel some of that. And I feel like people really, and this is your gift. This is talent. And it's going to get more involved. But you have to take a step back because you're giving so much to others. So you don't really have the energy for everything yet. And I do believe that's what's coming. Okay. And that's what's going to happen. And I think this is good. Now, in the meantime, I hope that helps. And you just reminded me that I'm teaching as well. And thank you. I hope you have the most amazing holiday. I hope we connect. Everyone, I just posted in the a little link in the room for a one night only class, December 9th, before the holiday, to get us prepared not only for what I had just said earlier in the show and wrapping things up and really dealing with them, correcting them, putting them on the shelf, putting a nice little bow on things to get ready to open up like this great new gift for the new year. And that's what I want to focus on, as well as activating some of your gifts through the season, bringing them with you into the new year and things like that. And so we get ready to do another series in 26. So I'll be excited for you to join, and all of you here, I'll be looking forward to that next week, I think it is, on the 9th, 9 days. And I also feel like, Melissa, thank you, because you reminded me, I appreciate that. I think a tiny bit goes a long way. Not pressuring ourselves. When we feel a lack of passion, a lack of purpose, we don't have a mission, we feel like it went away, we don't like what we're doing every day, we feel like robots, everything Melissa just talked about with me and you, I think that it's important to take a step back, understand where the energy is coming from in your environment or your space, and actually move towards the thought of not pushing. You know, there are the moments that we feel we can initiate these new things, and there are moments we don't. So that to me is the universe speaking loudly to you, saying it's just not quite time yet. And I do believe you all know what I'm talking about. And so we don't have to push. I think Sagittarius energy will help us move anyway. And I honestly do. I think it's kind of, you know, it's almost like putting on roller skates after sneakers with Scorpio, you know? And the universe has a plan for you, and Melissa, I see a lot of Queen of Wands energy around you, so you're going to get kicked in there. But your creativity is becoming so rich and so, it's so good. It's like becoming a guru in color. I like it. All right, now, Kara says she's turning 50 in 4 weeks. The best is yet to come. I think it's exciting. I think 50s are awesome. I think 40s are a little bit. I think you go into less people pleasing mode in 50s, or not trying to be so perfect. And it's a very monumental time, you know. I see also a creative process coming for you, and a new beginning, and the birth of a new beginning, and some really good news. I see a lot of romance. You and your hubby in the new year will be reconnecting in a very, the romance will become more important to you, and you'll take some sweet moments like that. I think the kids at a certain point, you know, our children get to a certain place where you could take time out and go back to your spouse or your partner, your mate, whatever. And I feel like it's very important. And this year, you're going to find yourself doing things for your husband that you probably haven't in some time. So I love that. And your connection's going to grow more deeply. And I think we soften a little bit. And you have to tend to your own needs as well, of course. It's very important at 50. Yeah, you're going to have some new opportunity also. You're going to have a good time coming. And we'll be talking to you before it happens. We have a little time. But I'm excited that you're here, and I'm definitely grateful that you're in my life and in the community. And 50 is a big deal. We'll celebrate you. And we may as well start today. All right. I know it was a tough year, for sure. Nah, 50s are better. Everybody says, oh, that menopause word and all of that. Yeah, we have to work with it, but it brings gifts. It really, truly does. And it's not fun sometimes, you know. I didn't plan on talking about menopause today, but it's a long conversation. But there are ways around it, and there are ways to work with it instead of against it. And I know some women who have really, really made it through, like skating through, that are just fascinating, but they have tricks. So we'll talk about that at some point, okay? All right, let me see who's next here. And I'm so grateful that the puppies have remained quiet for all of you today. Lulu has taken a stance on her independence again, now that she's feeling miraculously okay. But she broke free on me for the very first time in her life today, breaking down a fence, which she's never done. And so she's feeling all mighty and powerful for this Gemini full moon. And yeah, I had to go gather her before the show. So it was pretty funny. She's like, nobody's fencing her in, you know? Yeah, she's very medicated, but she's hanging tough and she has no pain. So we're going to keep her as long as we can. So it's definitely a miracle. She's well, she's medicated well. How's that? But she's doing great. Thank you. All right. However, mom's definitely on the ball. I'm glad you love hearing them, Pamela. How are you doing? You're always here. You know, I have organization. You're going into strong foundation for self next year. I see a lot of shedding. I feel like you're going to go on a little routine. There's more routine. There's more structure. I don't know if we ever talked about ADHD or ADD, this kind of thing, but I feel that there is something about this coming year that you're going to get more organized, more structured. I'm making it sound a little boring, but it's absolutely the opposite, because it's going to allow for more freedom for you just by doing certain things like having a desktop calendar where you know what's going on, or maybe a little wall thing where those little erase markers or whatever. Like getting just structure, and I love that. And I also feel a lot of upgrades to your physical body that makes you feel better, whether it's through nutrition, whether it's through healthcare, whether it's through, and you're going to be in your sensitivity, you're going to cherish that sensitivity you have and carry, and you're going to honor yourself more this year. So I love that. And I also feel like there's even a practitioner that you're going to come across that's really going to help you. It could be an online practitioner or somebody, a mentor, I'm thinking about the medical medium. I'm thinking about just somebody that you follow that you get so much amazing insight from. And so I love this upcoming year for you, and I love what it's going to do. You're definitely going to have a Pamela year. How's that? And I also see some sensitivity. You know, like I said earlier, some years we go through all this physical stuff. Then other years we go through all this emotional stuff. She said, going on a total retreat, counseling for ADHD and diet overhaul. Okay, good. Well, there you go. This is going to be so amazing. I'm so grateful because, you know, it's not something I usually talk about, but it came to my mind. And I love that you're doing this. You're so on track. You all are getting, this is the thing, as time goes on and we stay connected here, the psychic energy is so easy to pull out because we build trust over time. And when it's, and I had no idea, so I'm glad that we're in sync like this, because I think with this validation now, you know your time is fruitful and valuable and you're just doing all the right things. And I love that for you. And so as we become more trusting of one another over time, I think it really does matter, because the psychic energy is like, it's almost like here, you're kind of, it's in the space. Of course, we have to read it from the energy from here to there, but it's so easy because it just like naturally flows around your space. Like it's, I don't have to dig. So thank you for that. And that tells me that your intuition is on point as well. So we love that coming together. And so let me see if I can get one more little squeaky. I feel like somebody's trying to show me something. Lara says her 40s can't leave fast enough. I'm all about perimenopause being over. And I think you're going to find your 50s a little better for sure. So I like that. And I think if we have a tough perimenopause and we have an easy menopause, if we have a tough menopause, we had an easier perimenopause. I don't think we get away scot-free ever. So how do you want to broaden your horizon, everyone? And how do you want to expand with the people you're connecting with and the people that you're aligning with? There are so many things, you know, out in the world that we can broaden our perspective on, we could connect to. I had an exciting second with Mark on text last night because he said a word. And I said, and I was looked up at the TV, and that was like, there was a documentary on it, and the synchronicity was like so perfect. And so many of these things, as I said, over time, when everyone builds trust and we start having connection, and there's something to be said about when two people are gathered, and we've become so accustomed over time to maybe not trust or trust less because we've been hurt or damaged or wounded or whatever these things are, when in actuality we have to recall and recollect and gather our knowledge of knowing what really works. And there is something to be said for when two people gathered, you know, and I hope we can do this through this full moon and beyond coming into the new year. I hope we reach out for help more, and I hope we connect. And I'm saying this in the great big world. I'm not just talking about coming on over to want to listen for guidance and sessions and stuff. But I'm saying this in a big, in a universal, abundant way. I think it's time to get back to the connection and time to grow together, because there are people out here that want everyone to do well. There are people out here that want to give back to you, and there are people out here who are there for you. And please don't forget it. I think we lost touch with this over time. I want to call it back in, and I hope you join me on that, okay? Lots of love, everyone. I am so grateful for all of you. Have a wonderful December, but I'm going to see you next week. Serena, thank you for your amazing, adorable graphics today. And thanks for being my producer. Bye, everybody. See you soon. Take care. Katara, I'll get with you on the baby later. Bye, everyone.